From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Russia said Sunday that the U.S. is soon sending its envoy for negotiations over unrest in eastern Ukraine to Moscow for talks about the ongoing violence. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made the announcement after an hour-plus meeting in Manila with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It was the first high-level contact between the two countries since U.S. President Donald Trump last week reluctantly signed new sanctions into law to punish Moscow for interfering in the 2016 presidential election, said to help him win. Lavrov said the U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker would meet with Russia's envoy for the Ukraine crisis. Volker last month visited eastern Ukraine, where the Russian-backed separatists have been fighting Kiev's forces for more than 3 years. The UN Security Council voted unanimously Saturday to pass a resolution pushed by the United States that is intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missiles launches, July 3rd and the 28th. It showed that the rogue nation may now have the capacity to bring the U.S. mainland and much of Europe into its crosshairs. The provisions effectively deny Pyongyang of one-third of its annual $3 billion in export revenue. Four export sectors are targeted in the resolution. They include coal, iron, iron ore, lead and lead ore, also seafood. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister Wang Yi held a bilateral meeting with his North Korean counterpart Ri Yong-ho Sunday at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations summit in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri in the meeting on the sidelines to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop also spoke to ministers.
North Korea's development of weapons of mass destruction in contravention of UN Security Council resolutions is a direct threat to us all. In this challenging strategic environment, the role that a strong and united ASEAN must play in support of the rules-based order, dialogue, and respect for international law is greater than ever.
Although the U.S. government has leaned on much of Asia to condemn North Korea's test of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, a Philippine foreign affairs spokesman declined to make a U.S. connection. The Latin American trade bloc has suspended Venezuela's membership just hours after the newly elected Constituent Assembly ousted the country's chief prosecutor. The suspension is indefinite. Venezuela joined the bloc in 2012 and had been suspended before for failing to uphold its commitments. Venezuelan Socialist Party leader Diosdado Cabello said Sunday that a terrorist attack had taken place at a military base in the central city of Valencia. Troops acted quickly to control what was called the irregular situation at the military base. Cabello made the statements on Twitter. He's a supporter of President Nicolas Maduro. The announcement came after a video was posted online early Sunday showing men in military uniforms, some of them carrying rifles, declaring rebellion against Maduro in a state where Valencia is located. Japan on Sunday marked the 72nd anniversary of the U.S. nuclear bombing of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said at the annual ceremony in Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park near the bomb's epicenter that for us to truly pursue a world without nuclear weapons, we need participation from both nuclear weapons and non-nuclear weapons states. An official with the FBI says an explosion Saturday in a Minnesota mosque was caused by an improvised explosive device. No one was injured in that blast at the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in the city of Bloomington. A number of people from other faiths gathered to show their solidarity with Muslims there in Bloomington. And, of course, one was an American Muslim, and they're saying that they're investigating thoroughly. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.